It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
San Francisco is being sued again over conditions in the Tenderloin in a legal challenge brought by local residents and businesses. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what's the essence of this lawsuit?
The essence of this lawsuit is that the city has yet to comply with the last lawsuit that they settled over conditions in the Tenderloin. As a matter of fact, we have this lawsuit by two hotels there, the Phoenix and the Best Western, and then residents are joining in that, saying that the conditions there are basically inhumane. Tents on the sidewalks, open drug dealing, the same problems we saw in 2020 at the height of the COVID pandemic, when we had UC College of Law and residents file a lawsuit. And by the way, UC College of Law is going to court too, saying the city has failed to live up to its obligations of cleaning up the area. The bottom line is that they're saying, and this has been said before, that the Tenderloin is basically the place where the city just dumps all its problems, and that you wouldn't allow this kind of stuff to be going on in other neighborhoods, and that the residents there shouldn't have to put up with it either. And it's an embarrassment for the administration because it shows that there's still problems there.
And this has been going on for a long time, Phil, as you mentioned, and because it's nothing new. I mean, we had a DA recalled over it. I mean, they were pasting the pictures of the. So what's changed? It's not for lack of effort. I mean, there have been a lot of efforts.
You know, interesting you bring that up, because in the first lawsuit, there was a lack of effort. What we had there was a district attorney that wasn't interested in prosecuting the drug dealers. We also had the city that was basically handing out tents, and nonprofits handing out tents, sometimes with the blessing of the city, for people to shelter in place on the sidewalks there. So it really turned the area into a third world, you know, zone. So the city has cleaned up and tried to get people out. They've got put people in hotels and such. And the mayor has been boasting of a 37% reduction in tents encampments around the city. But unfortunately for the Tenderloin, those tents that are remaining are in the Tenderloin, a lot of them. So they're feeling the brunt of it. So we have that. And the other part of it is that, you know, this isn't a problem that's been going on for decades. And basically what it was the Tenderloin was the home for Glide Memorial and the services for the homeless there, St. Anthony's Soup Kitchen. And it became sort of a place where everything, where people getting out of jail were released to the hotels there. The hotels there accommodated the welfare recipients. The drug clinics opened up there, whether sanctioned or unsanctioned, along with the city's no harm reduction policy, where that was handing out needles. It was all going on there, and it did, in fact, become a de facto zone. And the mayor's efforts to clean it up have yet to be realized fully, and it's going to take some more time and probably some more lawsuits like this to keep the pressure on.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.